Honey? Honey, is that you? Don't come in here and drop your pants.
I said don't come in here. Fuck it. Drop your pants. I was going to let you do this comfortably, but you had to ruin it for yourself. Drop your pants and sit down on that hard wooden kitchen chair. Now! Ow, God. You're making me strain my voice. So you are listening or we're getting a divorce. We still might be getting a fucking divorce. I'll tell you, but you're being a little shit that can't listen to what I say. Good. You're going to stroke yourself through this whole entire thing, but you're not going to be allowed to come until I say so. No. No questions about why I'm treating you like this. You're just going to listen and do what I say, understand? I've already packed a bag for you to head to your parents if I'm not happy after I'm done. You might get to unpack it, but I doubt it. You understand? I went to that well-paying modeling gig that you found. I went. That's why my whole entire neck looks fucked up. Sit down! Even if a crime was committed, it would be too fucking late to do anything about it. Yes, I said even if. I went. You know how I like to try to get out of the house and try new things? You know how I did some catalog modeling in the past? I was curious what it would be for, and you neglected to tell me it was for an art collection for your fucking boss. Did you know that? You probably did, didn't you? The photographer and the staff were extremely professional. They explained the shoot and explained how things would actually get to the range that was being paid for, the modeling. It seems like many of them just walked out the door when they found out what the terms were. They didn't want someone that was active in the business to do some modeling. They wanted someone new and fresh-faced. So they explained the shoot. It was going to be a series of pictures that were shot from my nose to my chest. What I was wearing was fine, but in case there was damage, they had me put on a top that was just as low-cut, but seemed to be more of an American housewife in the 50s look to it. They told me the range of things that were going to happen beforehand, and I signed off on it. I had to sign off because of injury liabilities. If I was seriously injured, it would pay for the medical bills, but I couldn't sue. If I became disabled as a result, they would pay for my continued medical care. The full scope of the idea for the art excited me, and I would have let them do the whole thing without it. Because I learned today, you fucking bore me. Look at that. You're fucking getting turned on at me yelling at you. First, they put various jewelry around me. Gold and silver chains. Cameos, spiked chokers. Then they put around pearls. Actual fucking pearls. They were exactly like the pearls my grandmother gave me for our wedding. Except this strand, they kept wrapping it around my neck, pulled it tight until it snapped and they just spread everywhere. It slightly pinched at my neck. Then they brought out a shock collar. They took a picture of me getting zapped at each strength. 9 and 10 actually brought me to my knees in pain. They had to take 10 twice. Because I fell too quickly the first time. Oh, but there's a lot of money. And enough money for me to get a high-priced lawyer. To make sure if I divorce your ass, I will get everything. See? You've never been so fucking hard. You probably knew they were going to abuse me. That wasn't it, though. They next put a leather belt around my neck. And squeezed it tight until my face changed color. Then they followed that up with a choke chain. That is where the most damage you're seeing comes from. I can almost still see the chain marks, just like I can see the pre-cum coming out of your cock. I almost passed out with this because they fucking yanked that thing so hard. I should have put it around your cock and yanked so you knew how it felt. You see? It cuts right here. And right here. This could have killed me. And it would have been better than being with your pathetic ass. They wrapped barbed wire around my neck. It barely broke the skin, but they didn't tug. They took multiple photos of it being wrapped just to get my facial reactions. Then hands. First, a woman's hands were wrapped around my neck. Her hands were soft, but strong. I thought I fell in love with her just because she touched me, by losing my breath and choking me more than you ever cared to try to make me feel good. Then I got his hand. Just one hand. It was large. He picked me up by the throat with one arm, and I hung there. I got so fucking wet. I couldn't cry. I couldn't gasp. I thought I was gonna pass out. The final photo is the only photo with my full face, as he wrapped his arm around my throat and pressed down until I couldn't breathe. And I passed out. He was a gentleman. I have his number. I told him, if I divorce you, that I hoped that I could choke on his cock like he choked me with his hand. Look closely. This damage, these bruises, these cuts, the one I have to make sure are healed before I put on any makeup on the rest of them, these are all your fault. Because you don't fucking deserve me. No. I could have backed out of anything. I didn't want to. I would have made a little less money. But I wanted something new and exciting, and you don't do it for me. Everything was my choice. And I loved it. Now I'm going to kneel down in front of you. And you're going to come on my neck and cover those bruises. And if you don't cover me, I swear to God I have a lawyer on speed dial. If your jizz doesn't come out pearly white and ropey, I won't be able to trust that you will one day be able to knock me up properly. You can't even jerk off properly. Put your hands behind your back, now. You better not disappoint me. Like you've disappointed me this whole fucking marriage. Come, you fucking bastard. Come. Now. Yes. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your cum on my bruises feels so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming from this. Oh, fuck. I'm coming from this. Oh, I'm coming because of my fucked up neck is getting cummed on. It's pulling up at my collarbone. Too damn. Goddamn. Goddamn. Yes. Your cum might have made me cum, but you didn't. Fuck. Aw, hubby. I'm glad you loved it. That's sweet. However, your cum made me realize that. I'm still divorcing you. You know as well as I do it's for our own good. Seriously, think about it. I don't have the patience to train you for my needs. Now I've packed you two suitcases and rented you an Airbnb near your work. I was either going to divorce you or get you out of the house with me. I also packed your lunch for tomorrow and dinner for tonight. My lawyer is ready to drop off the paperwork for your lawyer to look at. Honey, I've had a lawyer to look at paperwork for a year. He's been waiting for me to say if we were going to reconcile or if I was going to pull the trigger. Just settle for our terms. Otherwise, I'll own you so much that you won't be able to jack off without my permission. Now get your pants up. Your suitcases are in the front closet, and I emailed you your reservation. I'm not going to give you hope, since my hope died along with your cum on my neck. I'd say this has been fun, but it hasn't. Drive safe.